MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, April 25, 2025. Gloucester voters have approved 3A zoning. No bail for a double murder suspect in Salem. Cloudy, low 60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 10.05 p.m. Gloucester Times is reporting that Gloucester voters approved a multifamily zoning ordinance and other changes meant to bring the city in line with the controversial state MBTA Communities Act during a special election on Thursday. By a vote of 3,668 to 2,431, voters chose to say yes to an overlay district in which multifamily housing is permitted by right without the need for a special permit. The vote creates certainty that the city will come into compliance with the state law known as Section 3A by a July 14 deadline. Reporter Michael McHugh is writing in the Salem News, a suspect is being held without bail after being arrested on murder charges in connection to the discovery Wednesday of two bodies in a wooded area next to the Walmart on Highland Avenue in Salem. 30-year-old Jay Blodgett was charged with two counts of murder and was ordered held without bail during his arraignment at Salem District Court on Thursday morning. Blodgett is scheduled to return to court May 28 for a probable cause hearing. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Isaac Green is reporting on itemlive.com. Peabody City Councilors pressed department heads and Mayor Ted Betancourt for details Thursday night on the state-run migrant shelter at the Holiday Inn, raising concerns over living conditions, increased public safety responses, and the lack of communication from state officials as the December 31, 2025 closure date approaches. The discussion came during a municipal safety hearing meeting chaired by Councillor Ann Manning Martin. As of this week, the Holiday Inn is the only Peabody hotel still operating as a shelter, housing 75 families, 138 children, and 115 adults. And Jim Sullivan's writing in the Newburyport Daily News, a trio of city councilors has co-sponsored a resolution condemning recent detention and deportation actions by the federal government while reaffirming support for newcomers. In it, they decry what they see as unlawful, harmful, as well as unconstitutional immigration enforcement practices by agents of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. On Tuesday, the City Council forwarded the resolution by a vote of 10-1 to its General Government Subcommittee with Ward 1 City Councilor Sharif Zaid the dissenting vote. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell in North Shore High School Baseball from yesterday, Danvers edged Peabody 5-4 behind the pitching of Beckett Wodarski's 7-strikeout performance over 6 innings. Jason Lutie pitched well to wrap up the win. The Falcons are now 5-3 on the season. Lowell Catholic handed Hamilton Wenham its first loss of the year by a score of 7-0, and Newburyport beat Lynn English 3-2. Fraser Field and Lynn will be hosting the St. Mary's tournament today. Pope Francis takes on St. Mary's at 4, followed by Marblehead versus Masconomet at 7 p.m. In boys lacrosse yesterday, Manchester, Essex 15, Bishop Fenwick 1. Charlie Thurlow scored 5 goals for the Hornets. Drake at top Swampscott 8-1. Jason Rothwell picked up the only big blue goal. In girls lacrosse, Beverly 13, Masconomet 3. The Panthers' Jocelyn Silva led the team with 4 goals, and she now has 196 career goals. Beverly improved to 8 wins, 2 losses so far. And the Celtics resume their opening round playoff series with the Magic tonight in Orlando. Celtics lead that series 2-0, and the Red Sox fell to the Mariners 4-3 yesterday. Red Sox open a weekend series in Cleveland tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.